said we're never making baby love. Don't live around here much lately. What do you think about that?
New Country Z100. Good morning. It's 7:20 this morning. She's going to be on the River Radio stage tomorrow night at this year's DuQuoin State Fair. It's going to be a fun time. Amelia Eisenhower is going to open up for this lady. I got her on the phone line. It's the one and only Kelly Pickler. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
But I'm doing just fine. And I was just thinking about what's the first thing I'm going to ask about when Kelly Pickler comes on here. And I'm looking at everything that you have done, like, in your life. You have an amazing life. Do you ever stop and look at some of the stuff that you've done? I mean, it's just awesome.
You know, I've been so truly, truly blessed. And you know, I work hard. I've been blessed to be around great people and you know, just do some pretty incredible things. But yeah, I have to take those moments like everybody and just be still and be present and reflect, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy out on the road. You're doing all kinds of things. And have you finished the filming for the second season of I Love Kelly Pickler?
We actually just wrapped up production. Yeah, cool. We just wrapped up production. And we're so excited. We've worked so hard on this season and we've just had a ball. We've got to make some really beautiful memories and document those memories with our friends and my husband and just have a great summer. We got to capture it all on camera. And we'll hope everyone will tune in and laugh with us or laugh at us, either one, as long as you're laughing. Something makes you feel good, we're good.
Well, I was just looking at it there online, and honestly, your show, and I'm sure you know this, but it had like, I don't know how many more millions of people watching that for a reality show on CMT. It set some kind of record or something, but people actually do love you and they love your family.
You know, we love everybody. We've been so blessed and to be able to share our life with everyone and to see the world and just be a part of beautiful change in the world is such a blessing.
Before I had a chance to talk with you here, I was actually Facebook stalking your page, and I was seeing down the line here, I guess in season two, you go back and do some car hopping at Sonic.
I do.
Okay.
That was the whole, like, when I said, I hope you'll be laughing with us, probably at us. You'll probably be laughing at me in that episode. We do a lot of fun things, and one thing we do is we kind of go down memory lane. And I actually was cleaning out the attic one day, and I found a box full of all kinds of stuff that I had packed together long before, you know, I guess back right when I did American Idol, right before I moved to Nashville. So it was right before I moved out to L.A. to do the show, and it's been over 10 years. So
yeah,
I was going through this box and I found all old Sonic uniforms and my visor and my apron and yearbooks and all this memorabilia from my, you know, adolescent years and high school years and went down memory lane. And Kyle challenged me. He's like, "Do you think you could go back to Sonic for a day?" And I went, "Oh yeah, I could do this. I could do it." It's an adrenaline packed season.
Cool.
We jump with the Golden Knights. We have beautiful military show with the Chris Kyle family. We travel to Tokyo. We do a lot of fun things.
Is Kelly Pickler's going to be on the loose in Tokyo, Japan?
Oh my God! Yeah, talk about fish out of water, Mom. Yeah.
Wow.
Literally.
Let me ask you about this too, because there's a video on YouTube, and honestly, I laughed. I enjoyed watching you on Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh.
What was that like, that whole experience with Steve Harvey? I mean, that was amazing.
You know, I love Steve Harvey. My husband and I met him last year. We were invited to go to Chicago and do the Steve Harvey show. And he's interviewing us, and we're just, you know, in awe because he's just so wonderful and such a great, just a great personality, and he just has this energy that just lights up the room.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know what he's going to say. Never a dull moment. And you know, my husband and I are expressing how much we're just big fans and we love Family Feud. And so Steve Harvey had invited us to be a part of Family Feud in the new season. And so my husband, my sister, brother-in-law, and one of our dear friends, Caroline, from the I Love Kelly Pickler cast, we got to fly to L.A. and do the show, and we had the best time. It was so much fun. I mean, we all had little foot and mouth moments.
Yeah.
That's what happens on Family Feud. But we raised $25,000 for the USO, mm-hmm. and so mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun doing it. But Mr. Harvey's the best. He's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, it was awesome to watch, and it was also awesome to watch you and Amelia Eisenhower, you know, her hometown is right in our broadcasting area here. We consider ourselves our hometown radio station. What are your thoughts on Amelia and what she's got going?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, I just think she is a doll baby. I just absolutely love her. From the moment I met her, I was like, this is one cool chick, and she's so talented.
Yeah.
And just so precious. She's so smart and she's so sweet and it's a wonderful, wonderful family.
Yeah.
Her mother is just awesome. So yeah, she's an incredible force to reckon with. She is a wonderful, wonderful talent, and we're gonna have a ball at the show. I'm so looking forward to seeing her and just hugging her neck again.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Y'all get on to the website, kellypickler.com. Find them on Facebook because you guys do amazing shout-outs on your Facebook Live videos as well. That's always fun.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm always like, well, first of all, I don't even know how to do that hardly. I'm like, what is going on? I always look like an idiot. Look at the little heart. Look at the face.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
You ask people to ask questions. I'm like, everybody's asking questions. Everyone's just going, hello from Minnesota.
Right.
Hello from Canada. I'm like, hello, Canada. Hello, Minnesota.
It's,
we give out a lot of shout-outs, I guess you could say.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Kelly, and we are looking forward to seeing y'all down here in Southern Illinois. And safe travels, all right?
Thank you, babe. We'll see you soon.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.